This is Neil Heaver, Operations Director here at WDIY. Coming up at Music Fest this year, April, May, and the Junebugs. They'll be there Sunday, August 13th, 12 noon at Liederplatz, and we have the band here in the studio with us. We're going to hear a couple of songs, and we're also going to talk a little bit about the band's history and where they've been over the last couple of years and what brings them to Bethlehem. So we'll start with you, April, May.
Thanks for having us, Neil.
Oh, it's great to have your company here. Why don't you introduce the band to us so we know who's on the tour with you this summer?
We have Tipper Horner with us on upright bass, and Catfish Dave on string of things, cigar box guitar, banjo, mandolin.
Cigar box guitar? Did you make it yourself?
I did not. My neighbor made that one.
Your neighbor makes cigar box guitars?
Yeah, he used to make them.
Oh, that's
Jerry
awesome.
Thompson, next door neighbor.
Yeah, where's that?
Oh, that's in Lenola, New Jersey. That's right in between like Maple Shade and Morristown. There's a little section called Lenola.
Yeah. You know, that's one of those towns, if you blink your eyes, you miss it, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
down by the river down there.
Yeah. Which river is it? Not the Patterson River, is it?
Pensauken.
Oh, Pensauken. Well, it's just a creek up here.
It's a North Branch, yes. Yeah. You know, we're at where we are exactly. And I put some bells and whistles in that cigar box guitar.
Nice. Well, we'll get to hear some of that today before you leave. April May, just tell me a little bit about the band and what it is that you're doing with your music these days.
Well, April May and the Junebugs is our mantra's roots, baby roots. A lot of our inspirations come from older styles of music, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s. Jump blues, rockabilly, swing music, even some kind of bluegrassy old-time music. Pete Seeger's been an influence, too, so we do some folk stuff. And we kind of run the gamut of roots music. We've been doing different albums to showcase our different sides. And the one we just came out with now is recorded down at Sun Studios in Memphis. It's called Sunkiss. So we really wanted to pay tribute to those rockabilly cats.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit then. Down in Memphis, right down the street from the Peabody Hotel, Sun Studios is still there. And it seems to be intact and kind of the same as it's looked since the 1950s. It hasn't really changed. Talk about that experience recording there.
It was like having a theme park to yourself, you know? it's a magical space, and you're absolutely right. Everything's as it was. There's an X on the floor that marks where Elvis stood. And when we were on tour, we go down south quite a bit. Every time we went through Memphis, we would duck in the studio and record a couple songs, and we had enough to put the album out last summer, so we put that out. And it's a mix of original music and also some covers of people who really inspired us, Elvis, Jerry Lee, Wanda Jackson. So we're really excited about that album.
Did you get to use some of the vintage equipment that was available?
Oh, yeah. All those vintage microphones, the old ribbon mics, you know, the beautiful-looking RCA ones. And we did a cover of Blue Moon, and they brought out this mic to me that looked almost like a pen, had a little blossom on the end, and they told me it was the same style mic that Elvis used when he recorded Blue Moon. I had never seen anything like it. So all those things were really special.
Mm-hmm. An excellent quality microphone, and if I remember correctly, there's a story about at the end of Blue Moon, if you listen really carefully, you can hear a pop bottle dropping out of the vending machine out in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
Because it was such a sensitive mic, it could pick that up. So you really had a great time down there. Did you stay locally in Memphis when you were down there, or just make the trip in and go out?
We stay at the Graceland RV Park. We have a little bus, and we were pulling a camper a couple times when we were down there on tour, so we always stay at the Graceland RV Park and jet back and forth between Sun and Graceland was kind of fun. I didn't want to come back to the real world.
It is kind of a fantasy land, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was built that way, purposefully. So tell me a little bit about your bus. It has an unusual name. How did it get that name?
It's called the Boogie Bus because there's a saying on the back of it where the destination plate would be. It says it's all about the boogie. So it's like the mantra of the bus. So it's been nicknamed the Boogie Bus. And she's an old school bus. She runs on waste veggie oil, so like funnel cake oil, French fry oil from vendors. We filter it. We put it in the bus. And zero carbon emission. She's a hybrid. And it smells like, you know, funnel cake aromatherapy if you're behind us.
There could be worse things you could smell out on the highway. That's true. Do you ever have any trouble filling her up, or is that pretty easy to do?
It's pretty easy to do. We have a pump, and we carry a lot of oil with us. But she's a hybrid, so if we get stuck, we can, you know, float back to diesel. Yeah, it's a two-tank system. She starts and ends on diesel, but we're on veggie most of the time. Yeah, Catfish has the duty of processing the oil.
Yeah, I just get the particulate matter out of there and water, like try to make sure the water doesn't go, you know.
You pull out the French fries
No. Yeah, right. Onion rings? No. I don't do that by hand. Boy, that would be a mess then. No. I pour oil into a container that's with a 1-micron filter sock. Mm-hmm. And that gets basically everything out. Just take my time. I heat the oil up sometimes to get rid of the water if I can't, you know. And or the water goes to the bottom, settles the bottom, and oil rises. You got time is the best thing for clean oil because everything settles.
Time and gravity.
So and that's it. Yeah.
Tell me about the lineup that you'll have at Music Fest. Who's going to be with you playing at Music Fest this year?
Well, we'll have everybody that's here today. Topher on upright bass and Catfish on String of Things. We'll also have Tony Mascara with us on drums. So it's kind of like a... our quartet format.
Yes. So you're stripped down today and you have a washboard.
Yes.
How did you get started on the washboard? What inspired you to do that?
My neighbor, again, Jerry Thompson, cigar box guitar musician, and he brought a washboard over to me. We were backing him up at the Cigar Box Guitar Festival in West Virginia, and I saw people playing washboard down there. So he brought one to me, and I just started messing around with it and made those gloves to play it with, and I didn't expect it to happen, but I really enjoy playing the washboard.
For those who are listening right now, you haven't seen the gloves, but I'll describe them. They're these long black gloves, and they have golden fingernails on them. They're really, it looks like something that Lily Munster would wear or something.
Yeah.
They're really bizarre looking, but you get a good sound out of those. And I guess it saves your hands from getting all cut up.
Yeah.
And your washboard looks like a pro model or something, because I've seen other washboards and not very good. Yours looks really excellent.
Thank you. She's an antique. She's from the 1930s or 1940s. Wow. And on the back it says Saginaw, Chicago, Memphis on it. And it's interesting. I've played a lot of other washboards, and they have a different kind of metal. They have a corrugated metal that sounds kind of thuddy, but that one, it sounds really bright. I really enjoy that washboard.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a first song from you that features the washboard. Why don't you introduce it?
Oh, we're going to do Memphis Bound, which is an original song that we recorded on the Sunkist album.
And who wrote that?
I did.
Okay. Memphis Bound from April, May, and the June Bugs.
Morning. The day is set for you. It seems you
All right, we just heard Memphis Bound, an original song from April May and the Junebugs. You're going to be at Music Fest on Sunday, August 13th. That's at 12 noon, right, at Liederplatz?
Yep.
Okay, so you've been traveling around and touring the South. Did you want to talk a little bit about some of the highlights that you had or unusual stories or weird things that happened?
One of the things I'll talk about, we talked about grease. So when we were down in Memphis, we got some grease from a Blue City Cafe. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we were filtering the cornbread out of that. It smelled really good when we were driving around. It was smelling cornbread catfish through Memphis.
Yeah, fried catfish and cornmeal that we were sifting out of there.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I wonder what you're going to get here at Music Fest. I mean, I think you definitely get some funnel cake smells here at Music Fest.
Some other highlights would be a couple of years back when we were playing up in Beacon, New York, we would do some festivals up there for the Beacon Sloop Club, and there was a hootenanny at the end for all the artists who played, and we got to play with Pete Seeger a couple times doing those festivals, and Pete was really gracious and signed Catfish's banjo, so that's something really special.
Mm. A great icon of American music, of just a large figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and were you able to speak with him a bit about music? And
he was a great guy.
Did he teach you anything about the banjo new that you didn't know? Or?
Well, I kind of just watched. I didn't really bother him so much with that. He's always helping people, and everybody always wanted to. You say, "Oh, Pete Seeger," So I just kind of was.
You laid back and just observed.
Yeah. He wanted to be a person that wanted to be looked at in a way that's like, oh, looked up to. He just wanted to be one of the guys, you know?
Right. He didn't want to be treated like some kind of hero or Superman or something
right.
like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, something
that
we would expect from somebody like Pete Seeger. Tell me about what recordings you have available and where folks can find out more information about the band and your recordings.
Oh, sure. Our website is aprilmay.com. We have albums that you could click through to on the website. They're also on iTunes and Spotify. We have some autographed copies on the CB Giddy website. They do a lot of supplying for the Scarbox guitar community. We have four albums now, and I'm starting to write for the fifth one.
Sunkissed, the latest one, will be available at your show at Music Fest?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Once again, the date for April, May, and the Junebugs coming up to this year's Music Fest is Sunday, August 13th. That starts at 12 noon, and that is at Liederplatz. Why don't we close out with a song, and what can you do for us to close out this little interview today?
What do you want to do for now?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Let's do I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine, which is also from Sunkissed, and it's a tribute to Elvis and Patti Page all at the same time.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. April, May, and the Junebugs coming up to Music Fest here. Mm-hmm. Listening to this interview with them here on WDIY. Have a great summertime, and hopefully we'll see you back in the Lehigh Valley again soon.
Thanks so much for having us, Neil.
Sun contains a ray. They live on vitamin D. If you like vitamin D, that's quite alright with me. But I am here to say that I dig vitamin low, and I can't get vitamin low. Sun.
listen.